My name is Chris Jordan, and welcome. A story that yields itself and never ends. A series not necessarily about journal entries, rather someone on the other side, notes and thoughts, emotions and experiences that shape narratives about life in Connacht. Welcome to the 15-year journal. Okay, well, here we go for the series finale and episode 6 of the 15-year journal. Once again, thanks for joining me down this rough, raw journey of being able to share some key points through this very, very, very small, very short, I would say handful of pages journal that kind of narrates and has narrated just over 15 years of my life. We move into episode 6. It's titled, Question the Reality of Granting Yourself Great Power. And I want to start with that round of applause and a standing ovation that we should at any one point throughout the day, any moment, feel if we need that and don't seek it from anyone else. Stand up and give yourself that round of applause. Stand up as an ovation and say, that is enough. I would do it and I still do it and I will do it until it makes me feel like it is true. In other words, if I don't believe it, the first or second or third round of applause, I will do it till I lock into the understanding that my applause, my support, my ovation means the world, my world to me. I'd like that to happen at the end of my life, you know, on this third rock from the sun. Who doesn't want to win at life, right? Why are we here to, well, I don't want to come second place in my own life against myself. I'm talking about the real pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Peace and contentment, the Eldorado of life. I know the point of life is to live it, right? And that really doesn't help. It's lovely in poetic justice. Thanks, bubblegum wrapper. The journey is, as the cliche goes, what matters. No one said, don't have goals, but I have lived a life chasing goals. And again, as the cliche so many times before has pointed out, all you sit with is a metaphorical room of trophies and I feel like a literal walking, talking, breathing void. So focused are we on the goals, thought in, thought out, moment in, moment out, that those moments are not even most of the time enjoyed, never mind lived at the end of the day. I know the point of life is to live. And let me tell you, when you've done this long enough, it isn't at all as easy as suddenly stopping to smell those roses. Mindsets, again, so important because they're pretty much the everything of our own being in life. But a living ethos, that's an entire other universe. You have to literally rewire every part of you, micrometer by micrometer, to get your pot of gold, your peace and your contentment that you definitely, without question, deserve. We're so immortally right. And that shouldn't be taken as being patronizing. I don't know what death feels like. No one does. So human nature dictates that I will be here for another second, right? And the second after that. So it is quite impossible to truly understand the value in life till, well, you don't have it anymore. And this is so that our understanding is understood as a juxtapositioning of being. I just want to be, right? That is my everyday goal, just be. And from there, I want to be happy. That Kodak moment when we stop, we step back, see those that you love, be proud of who you are, and be grateful that you were given that chance to be that happy. That's the real deal. That brings me to my latest journal entry. It was quite recent, 14th of June 2020. The year that keeps on giving, right? The year that kept on giving. I don't want to make farce of it because loved ones close to me passed that year from the pandemic. And to so much of us that lost so much that year, the year that kept on giving. Problems, that is, for the everlasting almanacs. The year the world kneeled to a global catastrophe. And every day we were really there to step into the unknown unknown. Who would crumble and who would rise? There was no surety to anyone. Yeah, it's our real life endgame, right? And the superpower is, and you're going to hate me for saying this so corny, right? Really is to be human is to have willpower in your humanity. I'm going to leave this journey and this series with thoughts as I like to kind of do. And I'll see you on the other side. Always tell and live your truth, because it's too much work to live any kind of lie. And the more time and energy you waste on anything other than this is never, ever, ever going to be worth it. Respect others without force. It's as simple as that. I find that self-respect comes from noble deeds. And when you stress the small stuff, you are as small as those things that hinder you and your growth. Give your soul a chance. Wake up and remember what makes you intrinsically different from a babbling brook or a singing bird. It's cooped up in there somewhere. Your soul will never betray you. And that's really cool to remember. Mindfulness requires confidence to deal with bad habits and weaknesses. Everyone has them. So no one is better than anyone else. And no one can eradicate them. As I've mentioned, I think in the first episode, but your strengths can drown them, and they can drown them out. So start your day in Superman or Wonder Woman mode. Be more quiet and listen. If not to others, then listen definitely to yourself. You can't hear anything if there's always white noise blurring out your truth. Question your reality. Don't judge. See the facts. Do what is based on stepping back to step forward. Meditate. It is the answer to conquering fears. Don't ever devalue the promise of doing the right thing. Take the day for what it is and what it's made of, and make that decision. And don't burn yourself at the cross if it doesn't turn out right. Face it, deal in, and let the way you owned be the one that matters. End. Journal.